I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the reigning team from Spain gets off the plane and rains on the U.S. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
A lot of allegedly intelligent observers thought that the Miami Heat would overwhelm the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals. It hasn't turned out that way. According to that bastion of sports reporting, the Wall Street Journal, Dallas has a secret weapon. What is it?
They touch each other.
There you go.
They slap themselves high fives. They're very, you know, very physically, emotionally demonstrative with each other. And that's supposed to be indicating, according to dozens of scientific researchers who I'm sure have better things to do, that's supposed to be a big deal. Basically, what I think is the problem is that a lot of the Miami Heat shooting in the fourth quarter doesn't touch the rim, which is not a good thing.
Well, the Heat must win both of the remaining NBA Finals games at home to win the series. You've made it clear that you think LeBron and Dwayne are really good at playing basketball, but they've not been able to close out these games against Dallas. Will it be different starting tomorrow?
I think they're going to win the two games in Miami. I think the next game is going to be very close, but then they'll win it, and I think they'll win the championship in a game seven that'll be fairly comfortable. It's very strange. It's looking right now as though Dwayne Wade is fed up with LeBron James, and it's an odd dynamic to watch on the floor.
On Wednesday, Charles Barkley called the Miami Heat, quote, a whiny bunch, and he criticized the Heat's fans as well. Did he have a point, or was this just Charles looking for ink?
It's Charles looking for ink, but he does have a point. They do have a certain level of entitlement when the whistle blows.
This week, the NHL's interim discipline guy, Mike Murphy, ruled that the hit that took Boston's Nathan Horton out of the Stanley Cup Finals with a severe concussion was not a, quote, blindside hit under the league's new Rule 48, but he suspended Vancouver's Aaron Rome for four games anyway. The NHL general managers are now reportedly talking about expanding the rule to close that loophole. Good idea?
Yes, because the NHL is looking ridiculous in the national spotlight again. The NHL has made a science of looking ridiculous in the national spotlight over the last 30 years. This is just the latest thing. Who cares whether it was blindsided? It was a deliberate blow to the head. And Aaron Rome should be suspended for all of the playoffs of this year, half of next year, and he should be allowed to apply for reinstatement next February.
One might assume, Charlie, that the son of Wayne Gretzky, one of the greatest hockey players of all time, would grow up to become a hockey player, but then one would be wrong, right?
Yeah, he's a baseball player. He got drafted by the Cubs in the seventh round of the MLB
draft. Oh, I'm sorry.
In the MLB draft. I mean, he may be what they've been waiting for. They've been waiting for the child of Wayne Gretzky to lead them.
Red Sox slugger David Ortiz got plunked on Thursday night for the first time in 696 plate appearances, and he doesn't blame pitcher C.C. Sabathia for hitting him. Who does he blame?
Well, who else but the media for pointing it out? Yeah. It is kind of a na-na-na-na-na-na-boo-boo moment for the media and the Yankee pitching staff. I mean, when I was living in a dormitory in college, they posted the semester-length damage for each floor in the main lobby of the building, and our floor had no damage. And of course, what happened in the next half hour? Somebody rode the elevator up to 11 and threw a brick through our TV room window. So yes, if you do publish these kind of streaks, somebody will generally, you know, commit vandalism upon them fairly quickly.
On Monday, the BCS stripped the University of Southern California football team of their 2004 national title because USC's Reggie Bush had broken various rules. This led to the assumption that Oklahoma might inherit that national title, but the head coach there, Bob Stoops, said, no, thank you very much. Is the NCAA going to have trouble giving away this trophy?
Well, I mean, I guess they can, in their official record books, they can indicate that Oklahoma is the national champion now. But I give Bob Stoops a little credit for not wanting a trophy his team didn't earn.
Last week, we talked about ex-Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel, whose failure to curb various behaviors among his players led to his resignation. This week, I guess his job prospects are looking up.
Yes, apparently some CEOs like the way he does business at Ohio State. A guy who's the CEO of a beverage company is surrendering his own salary to Tressel's charity, whatever charity Tressel might indicate, up to and including his legal fund, I suppose, to get Tressel on the advisory board of the soda company. So may not pass NCAA muster, but the Forbes 500, they're loving them some Jim Tressel.
Meanwhile, Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie sounds like he would rather turn down the honor of hosting the NFL's annual Pro Bowl. How do you like his reasoning?
I like his reasoning a great deal. He says you can't give $4 million to a $9 billion football industry and not give any money to children. I mean, obviously the budget crunch in Hawaii is as bad as it is in most states. Good for him. I hope they have to play the Pro Bowl in Roger Goodell's living room this year.
This would mean that an even larger number than normal players would say,
would
thank
say
you very much, I
play.
Have an
exactly.
ankle injury.
That's right. My back is hurting me.
Charlie, people pay more attention to the Belmont Stakes in years when the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness have been won by the same horse. Of course, there will be no Triple Crown winner this year, but would you like to tell us which horse will win the Belmont this afternoon?
Absolutely not, because I'm no good at picking horse races, but the horse I'm rooting for is Master of Hounds!
That's kind of an English sound,
yes,
to it.
Yes, I want Master of Hounds!
Sporting KC.
Of course, there's a horse called Shackleford, but he's going to get lost and come walking around the finish line in 6 months. Master of Hounds.
Is that Shackleton or Shackleford?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it was Shackleton. I'm a little bit shackled up here.
He's going to be lost and
cold. I'm completely shackled at this point. Let's move on. Master of Hounds.
Sporting KC, Major League Soccer's franchise in Kansas City, is now playing in a brand new soccer-specific stadium, which is called...
Growth Hormone Ballpark.
That's soccer we're talking about here. Livestrong Sporting Park. Any risk in that particular naming rights choice?
Well, Livestrong is, of course, associated with Lance Armstrong, who is having his own problems with doping scandals right now. So they're sort of riding on the ragged edge. I don't have a problem with just keeping the name Livestrong. I remember when Enron collapsed and took so many people with it, the only bill that Enron actually paid in the middle of its bankruptcy before its people all went to jail was the naming rights on the ballpark in Houston. And you pointed out earlier, AIG is still out there proudly on the shirts of Manchester United.
Yeah, for a long time, man, you had AIG on their shirts and played pretty well anyway.
I mean, that's tantamount to having, like, cholera written across there. I think Wayne Rooney is probably owned by some vice president of Goldman Sachs right now and doesn't even know it.
And finally, we've discussed creative promotions at minor league baseball games lots and lots of times, but for covering all the bases, so to speak, have you ever encountered a promotion that can compete with a package deal offered by the Quad City River Bandits?
I love the Quad City River Bandits. They have the Circle of Life promotional series. They begin with maternity night. A mother of a newborn will get a prize pack, including, you know, a new stroller, a crib, a car seat, and a whole lot of other things. There's a wedding giveaway and a scholarship giveaway, and we conclude at the end of the Circle of Life promotional series, they're giving away a free funeral. Now, presumably, one does not have to take advantage of the free funeral right away. And there isn't sort of like a time limit on when you can pick up your prize.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I'd hate to feel obligated to die so my family could get the free funeral.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and several other books, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Master of Hounds!